Primus chapter 6, Mishnah 6, Rabbi Lezer Omer says, Rabbi Lezer, Meshalmin Mimin al Sha'inu Minai. A person who consumed Truma inadvertently and has to pay back the Truma plus the fifth can pay back from one type of produce for another type of produce. Bilvad Sheshalamin Hayafe al Ara, as long as he pays back with a superior quality produce. So what this means, according to Rabbi Lezer, example that's brought is if a person eats, let's say, barley that is Truma. And he now needs to pay back the kohen for the barley that he consumed, so he can pay back in wheat, according to Rabbi Eliezer, because the wheat is a superior quality produce to barley. So that would be okay, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva Omer, says Rabbi Akiva, no, ein meshalmin ela bimin al minoy. You have to pay back whatever produce you consumed, that's the produce plus a fifth that you have to pay back to the kohen, according to Rabbi Akiva. Exactly the same produce you consumed, that's exactly the same produce you have to pay back. Lefikach, therefore, im achel pishun shel erev, according to Rabbi Akiva, if one eats gourds from the year before Shvis, the year before, the sixth year, and now we're in the seventh year, and he has to pay back gourds to the kohen because he's got to pay back the same produce. Yamtin l'kishun shel moitzei Shvis v'shalem mehen. So now we'd have to wait for the eighth year, in order to pay back, because he has to pay back with the same kind of produce, and he can't use produce of the seventh year, he's not allowed to do that, so he would have to wait for after the seventh year in order to pay back the produce to the kohen. And says the Mishnah, Mimakom Shebi Elezer, Michael Misham Rabbi Akiva Machmer, from the same very same verse that Rabbi Elezer is lenient, derives his lenient ruling, from that same verse Rabbi Akiva derives his stringent ruling. Shneimar, and what's the verse? It says, V'nasin l'koin es ha-kodesh. It's a verse in Vayikra, Leviticus 22:14. And it says, he shall give to the kohen the holy, right? Kodesh, the holy. Kol shiro lios kodesh divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, he learns it out that anything which is fit to be holy, designated as truma, that's fit to pay back the kohen with. It doesn't have to be the same produce. It just has to be fit to be designated as truma, designated to be holy. Rabbi Akiva Omer, but says Rabbi Akiva, v'nasin l'kohen es ha-kodesh, kodesh she'achal. When it says he's got to give to the kohen the kodesh, that means the kodesh that he ate. That's the kodesh that he has to give back to the kohen, and he can't pay back with any other type of produce.